but what my home was the most secure place, you know, there was. And I always felt very happy in the home. Whatever was done there was just a happy time, you know. I think parents spent more time. Now, my mother was a great reader, and we all read. And she would read to us night after night, book after book, you know. And my father was a great reader, too. So we always had reading things in our home.
Where would you get your books?
Oh, from the neighbors. I remember when I was in my teens, my girlfriend and I, this one special friend, we would go from house to house and borrow their books and read all theirs, and then we'd go to somebody else's and read theirs. And of course, by that time, people bought a lot of books too. But there wasn't any library. And we had, my mother took magazines. We always had a lot of reading material coming into the house. But we'd go borrow books from the neighbors, and then they'd borrow ours. Sort of a community lending library.
Did you, when you were young, like, who was the first prophet of the church that you can remember?
First one I can remember is Heber J. Grant.
Did you ever get to go to Salt Lake and see mm-hmm. them or meet them?
Mm-hmm. Heber J. Grant was my mother's cousin. And I didn't know him that well personally. I remember when my grandmother died, he sent the family a book. Remembrance. And I remember going to a conference with my mother. She was the Relief Society president, and sitting up in what would be the choir seats. Now they had different parts of the seating for different groups of the church, and the Relief Society had this particular area.
Oh.
And so I remember sitting up in those seats with my mother at conference time.
That's really interesting.
I remember also that day, I guess it was before we went to conference, or else it was the day before. We might have been staying in Salt Lake. We went to see a show. It would be a silent film called The Ten Commandments. It scared the daylights out of me.
It did.
It was all these people going up to the judgment, and it would be a silent film in that, you know, but they went through all the Ten Commandments that these people had broken, and then they showed their punishment. I have a very good respect for the Ten Commandments after that.
I guess
it's kind
so.
Of fun. Yeah. They also used to have movies come about every 2 weeks. They'd bring the cameras in, you know, and put up these screens and show these silent movies.
Where would they show them at?
In the cultural recreation hall. Most of the churches had a dance hall, you know, and they did a lot of dancing in those days. Usually on a Saturday night there was a dance. And they would just set up a screen and put the chairs up and show these silent movies. I saw some of the real old movies like The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Peter Grimm and Annie Laurie and all those old movies there. Silent films.
How did dating and things work like that? I mean, was there certain customs that were followed, or?
Yes, I guess in a way. Usually the boys and girls would kind of go with the community to the communities on either side of them or around, you know, kind of date. But if you only had I don't know that we ever dated with horse and buggy, but we dated with real